There we go. That it was unbelief that kept them out of the promised land. It wasn't God's sovereign will. It was their inaction. Their unpersuadableness. So, notice verse 11. This is where I want to spend a little bit of time today. So let us labor, therefore, to enter into that rest, lest any man fall after the same example of unbelief. Let us, therefore, labor to enter into that rest. Now, listen to the words. Doesn't that seem like an oxymoron? Let's labor to rest. Labor and rest seem like opposites to me, don't they? Now, it's not talking about works, but rather the Greek word here is spoudazo, and it literally means to be diligent. In other words, you're going to have to exert some effort on your part so that you don't end up in unbelief just like they did. Remember, we studied earlier in one of the other lessons, outside of faith, it's impossible to please God. You know, Hebrews 11:6, without faith it's impossible. The word without does not mean the absence of. It literally refers to location outside of. And again, it's an issue with many Christian people. Not that they don't have faith, but they just don't use it. Not that they don't have faith, but they live outside of it. So it's my job to teach you, number one, how to develop your faith and how to use it, how to use the tools. All right? And so here we can see that we have to exercise effort to stay in faith, to make sure we don't slip into unbelief just like they did. Do you see that? Now, let's look at an example of this principle. Turn with me to Mark chapter 5. Mark chapter 5. Here's a story that many of us are very familiar with. But I want to show you something here that'll help you. And we can find it in the fifth chapter of Mark's Gospel. Okay. How many of you remember the story of the woman with the issue of blood? All of us do. Most of us do. All right. Jesus is on his way to Jairus' home. He's the ruler of the synagogue. His daughter is dying. And while he's headed to the house, notice verse 25, Mark chapter 5. And a certain woman, which had an issue of blood 12 years, and had suffered many things of many physicians, and had spent all that she had, and was nothing bettered, but rather grew worse. When she'd heard of Jesus, came in the press behind and touched his garment. For she said, if I may but touch his clothes, I shall be whole. And straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. And Jesus immediately, knowing in himself that virtue, underline that word virtue in your Bible, virtue had gone out of him, turned him about in the press and said, who touched my clothes? And when his disciples heard him say that, they said to him, you see the multitude thronging thee. Underline the word thronging. And you say, who touched me? And he looked round about to see her that had done this thing. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, came and fell down before him and told him all the truth. And he said to her, daughter, your faith has made you whole. Go in peace and be whole of your plague. Now, there's something that happened in this account that you need to be aware of. And we know what happened when Jesus got to Jairus' home. I want to focus solely on the woman with the issue of blood. Number one, she'd been sick for at least 12 years. Number two, she'd spent all of her money trying to get well. Number three, none of it worked. She didn't get better. She got what? Worse. But when she heard of Jesus, she came in the press behind. Now, the word press simply means a crowd of people. They were headed to Jairus' home. She came in the press behind and touched the hem of his garment. For she said, what did she say? If I may but touch his clothes, I shall be whole. And as soon as she reached out and touched the hem of his garment, the Bible says virtue flowed out of him. The word virtue is the Greek word dunamis. It's the same word translated miracle working power. So the power of God flowed out of him into her. And immediately she was healed and felt it in her body. And Jesus knew that power had gone out of him, stopped, and said, who touched my clothes? Now, why would he ask a question like that, do you think? He knew that the anointing left him, went into somebody. Now, the disciples said, behold, you see the multitude thronging you. That word simply means that this crowd was so tight and so crowded that if Jesus had stopped, the crowd would have carried him further down the road. Are you with me? In other words, he's being touched and jostled and pushed on every side. Yet one woman touched him and he knew it. Why? She touched him in faith. Other people were touching him and nothing happened. Can you see that? And I've heard people pray in church, you know, oh Lord, I just want a touch. Well, you need more than a touch. Because if you touch him without faith, nothing's going to happen. But Jesus said, daughter, your faith has made you whole. Here's the thing that I want you to see. She touched him in faith. She had faith, and I'm sure many of the other people there had faith, but nothing happened. But she was in faith. She used her faith, and it drew the power out of him into her and brought healing to her. Now, when she said, if I may but touch his clothes, I shall be whole. The word said in that verse is a Greek word lego. And it means more than just saying something. It refers to something that is said over and over again. It also has a connotation of something that is maintained. Say maintained. You know, it's easy to say something or do something once. Quite another thing to maintain that thing. Okay? And many times that's where the battle is lost. It's not in what you say, but it's in what you maintain. It's what you continue to say. Are you with me? It also means, the word lego means to teach. Now think about this. If I'm going to sit down and teach my wife how to use something on her automobile, I'm not going to say, it does this. No, I'm going to have to sit down, take a few minutes, and show her and explain how it works, show her how it works, and then let her go through it and make sure she understands it. That's a proper way to teach. Are you with me? And so that means it takes time. You can't teach somebody in a moment. It takes time. Everybody say time. So this woman, when she said it, it wasn't the first time she said it. The word lego also means to point something out with words. How many times have you helped somebody find something by just pointing at it? The other day somebody was looking for a set of keys or something, and I knew where they were. And they came in my office, I'm on the phone, I didn't have time to stop my conversation, so I just pointed. Okay? They got the message. They're over there. And they went and picked them up. But in this case, you can't do that by pointing. You have to point it out with words. And when this woman said, if I may but touch his clothes, I shall be whole, she was pointing something out with her words. Are you with me? Many times, this is where the battle is lost. Not because we don't have faith, not because we don't believe the right thing. Many times it's because we're saying the wrong thing, or we don't say the right thing and maintain it. You can say the right thing for a while until you start hurting again. You can say the right thing for a while till it looks like it's not getting any better. And then what happens? You start saying the wrong thing. Your words set things in motion that will impact your life. Now, remember we talked about the fact that faith is a law, that is a principle that governs. And if that's the case, we can see evidence of that law throughout history. Turn with me to one last passage of Scripture, Numbers chapter 14. Numbers chapter 14. I referred to the children of Israel and them missing out on God's promise. And we know it was unbelief that kept them out. Not because God is sovereign, not because it was the will of God, simply because they wouldn't believe. But I want to show you something that God said to Moses about that situation. Numbers chapter 14. Notice verse 26. Are you there? Okay. If you got it, say, I got it. I want you to read this with me. Watch this. And the Lord spoke to Moses and Aaron, saying, how long will I bear with this evil congregation which murmurs against me? I have heard the murmurings of the children of Israel, which they murmur against me. Say to them, as truly as I live, says the Lord, as you've spoken in my ears, so will I do to you. Another translation says, tell them I'm going to give them exactly what they said. Now, what is that? That's the law of faith. Here's the New American Standard Version. Say to them, as I live, says the Lord, just as you've spoken in my hearing, so I will surely do to you. In other words, he was going to give them exactly what they said. Their words set in motion events that impacted their life and robbed them of the blessing of God. Words. Words. So we have to know how to put the law of faith into operation. Faith is released with words. And that's where we'll pick up next week. Amen? Would you stand with me, please?